The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
It's 10 trivia questions on the hit Netflix series Orange is the New Black, as picked by Patreon subscriber Jim Fields. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show, which is all about trivia. I host Trivia in Southern California about 17 times a week, and I love doing it. It's my favorite thing to do. You can find out all about me by clicking the link in the show notes to go to triviawithbuds.com. When you're on the website, you can see locations, you can see my bio, you can see videos of me in action, you can play along with different quizzes and things in our blog section, and the fun never ends. We are coming up on 1 year of doing this podcast every single day for 365 days in a row. That'll be a week from this Monday on June 24th. So don't miss that episode. We'll be doing a bunch of questions and talking about the whole year as a whole. And we'll be talking about all the cool rewards that will be coming out in July for people who support the show on Patreon. We got another brand new Patreon subscriber. His name is Mike. So thank you, Mike, who just joined. Mike Edwards just jumped on board. So thank you, Mike Edwards, for being part of this trivia train. Remember, you can join for just a dollar or more and get some really cool rewards over at patreon.com/trivia. With Buds. Today's episode is from my friend Jim Fields. He picked in our Patreon spreadsheet topic chart. He picked this a few months back. Let's see, March. So I am way behind on his topics. Sorry about that, Jim. Orange is the New Black. So we will be doing a episode on that today. 10 questions from the show, totally random, kind of from a bunch of different quizzes I found online. And we'll see how you do on Piper and the Gang. If you want to pick a topic that I'm guaranteed to get to at some point, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 or more. Let's see what else Jim has in store. Well, we've actually done all Jim's topics he's written down so far. He had 90s country music in February. Orange is the New Black in March. In April, he had WrestleMania. In May, he had TV Moms. So I kind of did those out of order. But Jim, we've got all your topics done. And you could fill in June and July whenever you want. Some other topics from some other Patreon subscribers include Luke McKay's episode on Scrubs, Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, Simpsons episode titles, and Flight of the Conchords. So again, you can shape this show to be whatever you want it to be at least once a month. And I'd love for you to do that and support the show in that way. If you are a Patreon subscriber, I put up a poll on the Patreon page, and you can check out some of the very cool new reward ideas I have. We have 9 votes on that poll. Here are just a few of the possible new rewards coming in July. One of them, be a guest on the show monthly. That's kind of cool. So that's like kind of like picking the topic thing, but you will actually get to be on the show dedicated for a monthly spot. Two people voted for that. I have the one on here that says pin club to replace the magnet club. So instead of getting a magnet sent to you at our $7 tier, I would send you different pins that you could put on your clothes or your hats or your visors and things like that. And no one has voted for that one yet. That one's got zero votes. Live stream games for specific tier levels. There's one vote for that. More Trivia with Bud specific merch like koozies, hats, shirts, etc. That has three votes. That's the most popular choice of these five or six things that I listed in the poll. A monthly newsletter, like a one sheet that has some games and puzzles and shout outs and different things like that. I used to do a newspaper in high school called the Buds Times, which was basically just to make my friends laugh with like, little parody content and dumb songs and comic strips and like news from around the school, which was really probably offensive. But I used to pass it out to a few friends and we'd get a kick out of it and gave me something to do in class. So this would be my more subtle version of the Buds Times. And you would get it in the mail with your rewards. And it might have some stuff in there you could do just at the kitchen table with breakfast and things like that. So one person's voted for that. And then two people voted for Trivia Night of the Month package, a whole prepared trivia night with topics around a certain theme that you can play at home or in a group. So I would take basically a whole theme. So I'd be like, all right, June is Nickelodeon month. And I would create like a whole trivia night as if I was hosting it somewhere live, but I would just have it as a download. So you could invite some friends over to your house and kind of have like a Nickelodeon trivia night with the rounds, and you'd have the answer sheets that you can print off and stuff like that. So I'd give you everything you need to run your own trivia night. And two people voted for that. So those are just a few of my ideas. If you have ideas for rewards for a trivia podcast, for this trivia podcast, just shoot me a message, ryanbuds@gmail.com. If you have something you want to be a part of or some idea for a sticker or something that I missed, let me know. All right, guys, that's enough for this intro. We're going to jump into these 10 questions on Orange is the New Black for Jim Fields right about now. Here we go. And here we go with the first question from Orange is the New Black. Question number one, where does Pensatucky trap Piper in season one? Number one, where does Pensatucky trap Piper during season one? That's question number one. Question number two, what pop star nickname does Piper get called at Litchfield? What pop star nickname does Piper get called at Litchfield? Number two. Question number three, which body part is a character named Bennett missing? Number three, which body part is a character named Bennett missing? Number three. Question number four, what is Pensatucky's character's real first name? Number four, what is Pensatucky's character's real first name? Question number five, halfway through this quiz, what actress plays a character named Stella Carlin? Number five, what actress plays a character named Stella Carlin? Number five. Question number six, who is Piper's first cellmate? What is her name? Number six, who is Piper's first cellmate? Question number seven, why does Norma break her silence in season one? Number seven, why does Norma break her silence in season one? Question number eight, season six, episode six is called State of the What? Number eight, season six, episode six is called State of the What? Question number nine, what major event occurs at the start of season five? Number nine, what major event occurs at the start of season five? And number 10, how old is actress Laverne Cox? 27, 37, or 47? Number 10, how old is Laverne Cox? 27, 37, or 47? All right, guys, those are your questions for Orange is the New Black. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back. We've broken out of prison, much like some of the characters on this show. And we have the answers for you on Orange is the New Black. Now, I've watched, I think I watched the first four seasons of this show and then maybe like five and six in passing while it was on in the house and I walked in and out of the room. So I kind of know what happened, kind of know what's going on. And I do know that I think this show is going off on its next season. The last season is coming up, if I'm not mistaken. So let's see how you did. I would have gotten maybe half of these right. Here's number one. Where does Pensatucky trap Piper in season one? It's in a dryer. Kind of locks her in a dryer. Number one, that tricky Pensatucky. Number two, what pop star nickname does Piper get called at Litchfield? Taylor Swift, right? Taylor Swift, T-Swift. And she has a new album coming out in August. I just read that on my phone. Taylor Swift, new album. Number three, which body part is a character named Bennett missing? He's missing his leg. Missing his leg. I think he's one of the guards in the early seasons. Bennett missing a leg. Number four, what is Pensatucky's character's real first name? Tiffany. Her name is Tiffany on the show. Number five, what actress plays a character named Stella Carlin? That would be Ruby Rose, who is Batwoman on a new WB series that looks kind of cool. Ruby Rose, Batwoman, and Stella Carlin. Number six, who is Piper's first cellmate? Miss Claudette, who was like a maid who murdered people, I think, if I recall her backstory. Number seven, why does Norma break her silence in season one to sing in a Christmas pageant? The character Norma sings and breaks her silence. Number eight, season six, episode six is called State of the What? State of the Uterus. State of the Uterus. And number nine, what major event occurs at the start of season five that would be a prison riot at Litchfield? Riot on season five. And number 10, how old is Laverne Cox? Is she 27, 37, or 47? She is 47 years old. She looks younger. I would definitely guessed probably 37 if I was guessing for Laverne Cox. So those are your 10 questions. Those are your 10 answers. Hope you had fun playing along with those. Jim, let me know how you did out of 10 over in the Discord app chat. If you don't know what that is, it's a chat room that we have on an app called Discord. It's just a website or an app you can get on your phone. A lot of gamers use it for gaming chats. And we post different trivia in there. I post some fun extra footage and videos and pictures and things in there. So it's kind of just a great little community for trivia lovers and fans of the show to congregate. If you donate a dollar or more on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, like my friend Mike did earlier today, you can get access to that chat and join in on all the fun. So Jim, let me know how you did in the chat room. If you have a topic you want me to do, let me know in an email or pledge $5 a month to make sure I get to that topic at some point. And I would love for you to jump on this Patreon train. It would be very fun for you to get to know some of the other listeners. Luke is a very warm listener from Australia. He seems to become friends with everybody. And Brian Salier is always writing content for the show and interacting with pals of the show. So check it out. Check them out. And thanks for listening to today's podcast. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.